So you're not really familiar with them.
No.
What do you call that thing inside of a peach, though? The heart.
Seed?
And do you ever make anything out of your out of the plums?
A plum butter.
Do you ever
Jelly.
make you make jelly? Do you ever make jam?
Yes.
All right. Do you ever go out into the countryside? I don't know if you're familiar with it, but sometimes in the countryside there's these large type of funguses that grow. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes they're edible, sometimes they're not. Or other times you can buy them in the store and cut them up into your salads. Heard of a mushroom?
Mushrooms? I don't care for them.
You don't like them?
No.
Do you have any other names for them? If you don't like them, do you have any bad names for them? Or you just
Well, they look like toadstools.
Okay. Now, out on the farm, I guess, or the ranch where you didn't have refrigeration, how did they take care of meat, or what would they do with meat?
We canned it.
Oh, did you?
Canned it or fried it down.
Fried it down. I don't know. How?
Well, you fry it and put it down, covered with lard.
Oh, I see.
Pork or beef. Chicken, we canned them.
Now, was there any special term? Is that chipped beef or is that something different?
It's just when we butchered, we'd because there was a locker here, but then we wanted to keep it there. We'd fry it. Steaks, big steaks, cover it with lard, put it down the cellar. Whenever you want it, go down and get it.
You ever have problems with animals going down into the cellar to? What kinds of animals?
What kind of what?
Of animals went down. You had problems with animals going down into the cellars?
No,
Never.
I've kept my chickens in there. One Easter, we had a terrible rain, and my little chickens, I put them in the cellar.
I see. But are you acquainted with chipped beef
No,
or jerky?
no.
What about, how did you handle the pork? Was that the same sort of?
Yes, it was the same. Fry it down.
Okay, were there different types of pork?
Well, we'd sausage and steaks was what we would fry down.
Did you ever have salt pork? Is that different?
My folks used to put something on it and put it in barrels. I think that was salt or saltpeter, they called it. They'd rub it with and put it in these barrels.
What about when you butchered a hog? What would you do with the meat on its head?
Some of them made head cheese. I didn't care for it.
You didn't care for it. Okay, well, did they have any other names for head cheese or that one?
Not that I know of.
Okay. What about, did you ever have to do a lot of milking when you're growing up?
The folks had milk cows, but my chore was to go get them, and then somebody else did the milking.
How would you call the cattle or the cows?
We didn't call them. I just took a saddle horse after
Okay. All right. When the cows were milked, how would they purify or clean the milk?
Strain it.
Did they have a term for thin milk? Milk that was very thin? Milk that was low in butter?
Yeah. Can't think what it is now.
Might it have been, did they use the word skim or was it?
Skim milk?
Is that what they were called?
Yes.
What about, do they ever use blue milk?
Not that I know of. Skim milk.
What happens when milk starts to go bad? What, or starts to turn sour? What?
Cottage cheese?
They make cottage cheese out of that?
Right. Or I have made yellow cheese out of it. Like this that you buy at the store.
Cheddar?
No. Just the yellow cheese.
Is that, how's that different than cheddar?
It isn't as sharp.
I see. Oh, I see. So it's